Good day, and welcome to the Qatar Navigation Milaha Quarter One 2018 conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Shahan Keushgerian. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Shahan Keushgerian from QNB Financial Services. I want to welcome everyone to Qatar Navigation's first quarter 2018 results conference call. On this call, we have Akram Iswaisi, Executive VP, Finance and Investments, and Sami Shtayyeh, VP, Financial Planning and Analysis. So we will conduct this conference with first management reviewing the company's results, followed by Q&A session. So now I will turn the call over to Sami. Thank you.
Thank you, Shahan. Thank you, callers. Thank you for your interest in the company. I will start out with the consolidated financial results for the first quarter. Operating revenues came in at 698 million riyals, compared to 648 million for the same period in 2017, for an increase of 8% year-over-year. Operating profit came in at 203 million riyals, compared to 185 million for the same period in 2017, for an increase of 10% year-over-year. Net profit for the first quarter of 2018 came in at 260 million riyals, compared to 236 million riyals for the same period in 2017, for an increase of 10% year-over-year. Moving on to our business segments. I'll first start with maritime and logistics. The segment more than doubled its net income versus 2017. That was driven by three main factors. First off, 137% increase in TEU volumes at Hamad Port boosted our profits at Q Terminals by 22 million riyals. Secondly, our container shipping unit, with added regional routes, continues to drive top-line growth. Despite an 11% decline in volumes moved, our rate per TEU has gone up due to the longer distances being transported. And lastly, our logistics unit has witnessed significant growth, particularly in freight forwarding activities. Going on to offshore, the unit is still in negative territory, as has been the case the past several quarters, but there are a few positive signs that we are starting to see emerge. Despite lower rates impacting our first quarter, we believe they have bottomed out. Another promising sign is that our utilization percentages are slowly starting to move up. Average utilization jumped from 64% last year to 71%. We continue to focus on cost containment. On to gas and petrochem. This is the third and last of the segments in our maritime space. From an operating perspective, we're pretty much in line with last year's results, but it's below the operating profit line where things look a little different. First off, we recorded 41 million in vessel impairments this year, whereas last year there were none. To be specific, this was booked against our two gas carriers. Secondly, in 2017, we booked 19 million riyals as penalty income related to our harbor operations. It was really a one-time deal, and that didn't recur this year, so our year-over-year results were impacted. And on the flip side, Nakilat posted higher profits, which helped offset some of the prior two issues I just mentioned. On to trading. Although seeing a bump in revenue, our overall bottom line came down. This was essentially due to the mix in sales. We had lower margin bunker sales and lower equipment sales, which typically have stronger margins. Lastly, a few points on our capital segment, which posted a 48% increase in profit versus last year. At the net income level, this was driven by three main things, and they're all attributable to our investments arm. Firstly, our dividend income came in 40 million riyals higher than last year. Secondly, our held for trading income similarly came in higher than last year by 15 million riyals. And lastly, in 2017, we booked an impairment against one of our AFC available for sale investments for 21 million riyals, which did not recur. That essentially sums up the segments for the quarter. With that, I'll now turn it over to Akram to get a little more into our outlook.
Thank you very much, Sammy. With respect to the outlook for the remainder of the year, on Milaha Maritime and Logistics, we expect to see impact of higher volumes at the Hamad port that occurred in the second half of 2017 to materialize in 2018. So first half of 2017 volumes were low. There was a big pickup in second half of 2017. We expect that momentum to continue throughout 2018. Expect container feedering margins to be under pressure, largely due to increase in the cost of bunker, as well as competitive rate pressures. Alpha Mama went live officially in Q1 of 2018. And there's going to be a ramp-up during the remainder of 2018. That will contribute positively to the segment. With respect to offshore, the fundamentals in the market are still somewhat weak, but we are seeing some positive results in terms of higher oil prices, declining OSV fleet order book, and a slight increase in oil production and slight expectations in an increase in oil production. So thus, there are some positive data here and there, but I think largely the business is still going to be under pressure for the remainder of the year. With respect to gas and petchem, on the VLGCs, which are essentially the JV that we have with Nakilat, we expect the charter rates to remain depressed, so the remainder of 2018 will be challenging. The entire LPG market is struggling. In terms of jointly and fully owned LNG carriers, we don't expect any fluctuations in those investments or joint ventures, largely because they're on long-term contracts. The fully owned product tankers and one crude carrier, they are essentially in the spot market. And in terms of the rates, they've essentially, from our perspective, they bottomed out, so we don't expect that the rates would worsen. If anything, we are optimistic that the rates may pick up, so we're quite positive potentially for the rest of the year. Fully owned gas and ammonia carriers, one vessel has been renewed, but at a much lower rate, and the other one is essentially in a spot market. Harbor marine vessels, very minimal impact. We have four that are essentially old tugs that are working on spot, so there's probably going to be a slight uptick in the revenue from the harbor marine vessels, but largely that segment of the business will be to some extent flat. Respect to trading, again, it's going to be a challenging year, so we don't expect any significant changes in this business. And as it relates to Milaha Capital, segment is, again, it's all about the investment portfolio and the real estate, so it's quite difficult to predict the outcome of the market for the rest of the year. And with that, I will, we will open it up for Q&A.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your phone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, that's star 1 to ask a question. We will now pause for a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to pose a question. There are no questions on the telephone at this time.
Wait, I have a question, Sammy Akram. Can you give us a brief update on the lift boat? We understand it was idle most of last year, so what's the latest, please?
Yeah, hi, Shahan. It's a good question, actually. Last year it was idle. We struggled to find business for it. However, we're pleased to report that we've actually mobilized it to Africa, to Nigeria. It arrived earlier this month, actually earlier or towards the end of April, rather. and it's due to start earning revenue any day now. So there is some positive news as it relates to the lift boat.
Great, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you again. As a reminder, it's star one to ask a question over the telephone. At the moment, there are no questions on the line.
Okay, well, thank you very much, everyone, for your interest in Malaha, and we look forward to talking to you again the next earnings call. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That concludes today's call. You may now disconnect.